Let's move over to Ponderosa Restaurant in Portland, where John Boggs is standing by with his Breakfast Club guest this morning. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're here this morning with Vicki Tagg, the Executive Director of the Jay County Chamber of Commerce, and we're going to do something a little bit unusual. Normally, we talk about an event after or before it happens rather than after it happens, but Winterfest was so good this year, Vicki. I think it bears a little conversation afterwards here.
Well, yes, John, it was one of the most outstanding four-day events that we've had since the inception of Winterfest. We had the largest numbers at all of our events. I think we served over 550 people at the breakfast, and we had probably over close to 600 folks who went out on the home tours. But this morning, I just want to take just a couple of minutes to thank the committee. And I think this committee doesn't get their due sometimes. But Emily Goodrich Roberts is the chairman of the event. And her fellow committee members, Cindy Denny, Jane Ann Runyon, Tanya Rozier, Tressie Monroe, Amy Hudson, Sue Wade, Gail Broadwater, Jennifer McGraw, George Goldsworthy, and Tavia Bowman just do an outstanding job putting all of the activities together for this event. And it's a wonderful community-wide event. And, you know, I also have to thank the family members of many of those committee members who pitch in and help a lot. And we want to make sure that they know that they're appreciated as well.
You know, I attended a lot of the events this year, and they, you know, everything seems to go so smoothly, goes off without a hitch. And if you've done anything like this before, you know that takes an incredible amount of planning.
Oh, it certainly does. They spend months and months pre-planning the event, and it does seem like it goes off like clockwork. We've done it for several years now, so there is some repetition to that. But every year we try to make it bigger and better, and I think the committee all said this year may be very hard to top. We actually had 46 businesses and organizations that sponsored all of the events. I just think that's absolutely phenomenal. Those individuals who represent those companies who find great value in this great community event.
You know, one of the questions some people may have is how does an event like Winterfest fit into the mission of the Chamber of Commerce?
Well, the Chamber of Commerce is a lot of things to a lot of people, but we are a whole lot about quality of life in our community. And you know, we say a lot of thank yous to all those businesses and organizations that make it possible. And you know, you ask why so many, why 46 companies that are interested in supporting this event. Well, I really believe that, you know, obviously it's a good marketing opportunity for them, but it's all about community. It's all about that wonderful sense of being able to, you know, stand at a parade shoulder to shoulder with, you know, with your neighbors and your friends. And it's about viewing our beautiful courthouse and the Festival of Trees and all of the organizations that sponsored those 21 trees who, you know, their employees or their client, you know, their clients of those organizations have great pride in what they're doing. And there's just so much community involvement, and it's just a great event to come out to.
You know, you and I talked a little bit yesterday about when we were young, small communities.
How long ago was that, John?
I don't even want to go there.
Oh, okay.
But small communities like ours always had holiday events and everybody turned out. But in this day and age, for a community this size to have that kind of event is so unusual.
Oh, it certainly is, and I think it only happens because the community continues, the whole countywide community continues to see great value in it, and they understand what it's all about.
It's really nice because it's an outward display of family values and community and everything else, and getting people to come out, participate, come out and view, and also sponsor it is an incredible task. I think the Chamber did a wonderful job.
Well, thank you, and I can't thank my committees and all of the wonderful sponsors, and I think I probably need to take a moment as well to thank the county commissioners who allow us to decorate that beautiful courthouse and have our festival of trees there. Can't say enough about Roger and Sue McBride, who do an incredible job of putting up the majority of the Christmas lights in the courthouse, and take great pride in that, and we certainly do appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, if anybody has an idea for Winterfest, an event, a program, something they think would go along or add to it, how could they get that information?
Oh, all they have to do is just give us a call at the Chamber, 726-4481. We're always interested in finding ways to make the event bigger and better. We are looking at a couple of options for next year to perhaps make this a more countywide inclusive event. We're always interested in making sure that that programs of the Chamber include the communities throughout the county. So gladly, we would love to have all of your comments, how we can make it better, or if you have an idea about a way to do that, just give us a call. Shoot me an email at info@jcountychamber.com.
Okay. Well, it sounds great. Again, Winterfest this year was just fabulous. I think I told you I went on the home tour for the first time, and my wife went Christmas shopping, so I got to take my grandchildren with me. And you don't think about taking children on a home tour.
Nope, not normally.
But after our first stop, my grandson looked at me and said, "Grandpa, this is fun. I really enjoy this."
Oh, that's wonderful. We're so thankful for all of those individuals that do open up their homes for the home tour. Those people that visit the homes are always so interested in the history of the homes, the architecture of the homes, and we're just very grateful for all of the folks who opened up their homes this year.
And also, a community our size having a parade of lights, that size.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
This time of year.
It's phenomenal. Many, many years ago when I first started at the Chamber, I won't say how many years ago that was, we had a professional float company that came in and built the floats, and the businesses just kind of bought into that and sponsored them. And I didn't know whether it was my wisdom or not, but I said, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to give the opportunity to our local businesses and organizations to build their own floats and display their talents. And I think it has been a wonderful decision, truthfully, because the floats are just beautiful.
Yeah, well, and the creative way people use lights is kind of neat, too.
Yes, it certainly is. And I want to thank you, John, for this opportunity to just kind of come in and just thank the community, the sponsors, the committee for this great event.
Well, I hope everybody looks forward to it for next year. And again, if anybody does have any ideas, to give you a call or send you an email. It's a great event, and I think it's one of the things the community looks forward to every year.
Well, thank you, John. It's the kickoff to the holiday season, and I guess I can't leave this Breakfast Club this morning without just reminding all of the listeners how important it is to support our local businesses and shop in Jay County, because it's very important. You always hear that the big box stores depend upon, the holiday season to stay healthy.